Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash.
Yeah.
Ooh. Say woo. Break it
we
up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They
want
it.
We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Guess what? It is Mindful Monday. Hey, we're still celebrating over here. You know, each host on this show are August-born people. And Leos celebrate the entire month of August. So we wanted to come on and bring you some information because we weren't here on Find It Out Friday. But what we found out on Friday is that Miss Tiffany Jones is going to be with us this evening telling us about what to expect. But before we get started, you know, advancement is very, very important. The point is to continue forging ahead despite any storms or hardships that may arise, to be fearless and advance like a lion. You know, we don't indulge in anyone's negativity, not even our own, and we move forward. We don't give up. We don't retreat. We just proceed like the mighty lion, making the impossible possible with bright, shining faces. We're victors over here, and we're glad to have you come in with us. And as I stated, we'll have the renowned Tiffany Jones on with us. She's going to talk about what to expect. Tiffany Jones is a lady of the community and the people. She's been running for state senate and much, much, much more. I'm going to play this song because this is what you have to be in order to do the things that she does. So after this song, we're going to bring her in. Enjoy. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda McShane. It's Mindful Monday. Get your pencils and pads out. right, we must be fearless, and I have Miss Tiffany Jones on with us, one of the most fearless individuals that I have ever met in life. She knows how to pull the sword and sling that sword with a beautiful smile on her face. Tiffany, are you on the air to care and share with us this evening?
Yes, I am. How are you, Linda?
I'm wonderful, and you know I like to put this out there. Thank you so much for taking our time to come and care and share with us and to give us some information, whatever it is. We know it's always good, it's always educational, and it's very, very helpful. So on that note, I'm going to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We got to give them something to be mindful of on Monday, and I'm going to leave it up to you. So I'll just be quiet over here.
Linda, you are so funny. You are like, I'll just be quiet. When are you ever quiet, though?
Hey, never. I don't know. They call me Chatty Catty, but I'd like to respect the people I love. You know, I can go on and on and on and on, and if you ask me the wrong question, we'll go on and on and on and on. But I'm getting good. I'm going to leave it up to you.
Okay. So I believe the last time we thought I was speaking with you, I was talking about advocacy and things that I was doing in the community. And so, you know, as we're starting to get back to work and do things, you know, there's been a prediction that the economy is going to turn. So, which is, it's just part of the cycle here. Very interesting, but I thought I would put together something that would help people to, should that happen, do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I, me and a few others came up with a mission to help assist about 100 people before 2021 to acquire skills to generate at least, $1,000 a month from home? Because I think that's where, you know, business is going, more towards home-based business. You know, you had Zoom meetings, although everybody's getting out and they're going back to work, I think there's still going to be an abundance of home-based businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, have you heard anything? Have you been out and about? That's what I've been hearing in the community. So I just, like I said, knowing that there's a need in the community and how I advocate for the community, I was concerned and thought I would put together something that would, you know, that would help people going forward.
Well, I'm out and about, in and out, and with my antennas up. Just listening, as you stated, things have changed. The economy is switching around. People have a new way of doing things. It's a new beginning. They say back to normal. There's no such thing as normalcy. It depends on how you move it. Yeah, I've been listening. So you people are, through this event, as I call it, they have learned that they have more talent than they thought they had. So now it's this, as you say, getting it and moving it from home. Me personally, I don't want to get on the elevator, okay? I like to do everything from home. Sometimes it's, but you need to be out. But so it is going to be a lot of home-based businesses. And the trend has changed. You know, everything is technology, technology, technology. So if you're not with it, you better get with it. Otherwise, you'll be left behind. I have a young man that's working on the project. He's over in Africa, so he's saying, okay, everybody's communicating with me through WhatsApp. Send me this, send me that. Okay, okay. We'll have to do what we have to do because he's international. So each little change or each little thing that's coming up is going to require another skill. And the skills that we've had before, oh, they're good, you know, especially if you've had people skills. It's especially if you've had either any type of leadership skills, because leaders know how to get in there and dig in that trench and do that assessment and find out that need and get it going on. So if you have the ability to recognize a need and to push a need like DC and what you guys are doing, you know, to direct people into more of generating income from home, like you said, $1,000 a month, generating something. I think it's a good thing. I really think it's a good thing. You need to be able to do something because you can't depend on no one else. It's all about you. At the end of the day, all you have is you.
Absolutely. And some people say that you need to have three, you know, streams of income. Some people say as many as seven. But I think in today's economy, we need to look into not, you know, other than the main source. You know, have a backup, two or three. So that's what I'm up to. That's what I'm doing. So we are, like I said, I'm locking arms with a couple of business partners, and we're going to require a 90-day commitment. You know, so people can be available for a couple of hours for a 90-day commitment. It costs nothing to get involved, but we'll explain in further detail all the other things. And so we've chosen an awesome company as our vehicle to teach real skills of running your own home-based business. So there'll be community support, growth and empowerment, you know, as you rise to be a leader. Because I think everyone... At some point, there are lots of leaders that haven't stepped up that should step up, you know? And you don't have, like, a community base and or you don't have the skills or the tools, or someone says that they're going to provide those for you and then kind of leaves you to do it on your own. And this is not the kind of thing. So very, very interesting and very – I'm excited because – this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I love to empower people and really see people get to a level of success.
Okay.
You know, within their, for their own. I mean, I can't tell you what to do, what to believe, but I can guide you in, in a way.
Right.
That makes, you know, that,
that
fits
yes.
you and your family dynamic.
Yes, I understand. You know, people have to grab it and move with it because there's so many directions that you can go into. And you cannot depend, as we see now, on getting on that elevator, going to that office every day because they're not up there. And most of the businesses are doing remote, which is a good thing. Some people like it, some people don't because they like that camaraderie ship or lunching with their coworkers and things of that nature. So it's a little bit different. But and you're there with the children, your children, if you have younger kids, they're happier because mommy and daddy's at home, you know. Mommy and daddy have to lay out strict rules, you know, to get through the day. But it still is a happiness for everyone. And it's just like going into a new country or something that's not as, you know, up-to-date and modern. What do? You know, how do they start? They do their own gardening. They do everything. You have to depend on yourself because if you don't, nobody cares. They don't care. They really don't. On that note, I'm going to be quiet because, you know, I can go over to the left, so I have to call myself.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. I love
it. I know it's quite all right, but, yeah, you know, I have to share this in the... People are bored. It was so funny. I don't deal with social media. You know, I just put the radio out there. I might say, oh, happy, and all of that, but I don't converse over it. And, you know, they play these games, and there was a picture, and the picture said, Linda's smiling to hide her pain. I looked at that crap. I said, now, I know I didn't write that. I know I didn't post it out there, but I need to post out. No, darling, that smile is from inner peace and joy. Happiness. And if you don't know how to get there, give me a call. Okay? I looked at it. I said, no. I can't even go that way. Cannot even go. Yeah, because it's like you have to know who you are, know what you're about. You have to know your worth. You have to know what your tolerance level is. All of these things. And those things have to be pushed out into the community because, you know, you have a lot of groups out there. And very few of them know how to come together. If there's a three-hour meeting, they argue for 2 hours, okay? Because there's too many Indians, too many chiefs, okay? So that's an area the dialogue and the communication needs to be worked on. And that's where, because I'm into change management, so I can step in the room and take a look at it and say, I see what the problem is here. But in order to get in there and do that change, or in order to, you know, to blend in, you got to be pretty thick-skinned because you're dealing with a whole lot of personalities. So I take my hat off to you, because just to get the community to realize that you are capable of making $1,000 a week from your home, okay? I have a way
that's
going to set it up.
Exactly. I mean, it may not sound like a lot to most people, but it is something that you can put, you know, together with something else that you're doing. You know, it's an additional income stream. So, like I said, I'm pretty excited of, you know, putting yourself out there is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time, not the first time, but one of the few times I would say that I've put myself out there for people and, you know, walking with them, other than besides running as a candidate, but walking with them and, you know, really journeying with them. So it's like a 90-day journey. We're going to do it together, the people that I've chosen to do this with and myself. So giving back to the community in a way.
And community environment, like we say, each one teach one. So whatever you can put out there, and I don't know how the structure is set up, but is there information out there? Is there a website? Is there a number?
Sure.
If one is interested,
sure,
how can they contact you?
Sure. It's going to be just a registration page, which they can go on impact100.online. And it, you know, you just register for it, and actually it starts tomorrow, so we're going to have 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week, which we'll do it, and we'll probably continue the next week. But that's where you can register.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Impact100.online, okay. So once they register in, then they're contacted, and then the curriculum is told, or you
Correct.
Make your selection, or, you know, of how many attendees you're going to have for this 90-day journey?
Correct. So once,
okay.
There'll be an email to go out and let you know when, you know, what time and everything that it's actually starting tomorrow, so it'll be starting tomorrow around 5 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
If you register, you'll know it's 5 p.m. that we're starting, and it'll be for 3 days and a duration of 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go online and register, and you will receive an email from us to confirm that you registered.
Okay. And once they're signed up or they're in the commitment, so are these courses held once a week? You said 90 days. Are they weekly, biweekly?
90 days.
Okay.
90 days, 3 days out of the week. So
okay.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, Tuesday.
For 90 days. And it's a journey. It's going to be fun, exciting. We're just going to give you the tools and the skills. If you have not done something like this before, you know, to be introduced to it, to get your feet wet, to see what opportunities are available out there, and, you know, just create an additional, like I said, an additional revenue stream.
So one, that this is coming from a personal setup, so it's not a structure on what to do or definite things. If somebody said,
the structure will, we're, once you set up, of course, we have a structure and a whole plan of what we're going to be doing and what it entails. So we'll be sending that email out when you register, though.
Oh, okay. All right. So I got that information. So we're going Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On that, and the courses are it's from 5 to what time on those 3 days? So have you guys structured that yet?
Yes, it'll be 5 to 7.
Oh, okay. That's enough time for people to get in there and get their brains moving. Those brain cells kicking around. This is something very interesting. because, yeah, like I said, we're going back to each one, teach one, and you're going into mentorship. My friend is working on a project. He's in another country doing it, but he, you know, it's about that mentor, and we all have to find good mentors. You know, they say read fine books and secretly with fine people. But that mentorship is very, very important. And if anybody wants to mentor you on anything, take advantage of it, okay? Because
absolutely. I mean, I've been mentored myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I seek out mentors. I have several mentors for different things. But I look for those mentors. And it's hard for me to listen to anybody, but I listen to them because either they're experts in their field or, you know, whatever. You listen, you must have a good mentor. You know, sometimes that,
absolutely,
that relative or that whatever, you know, they don't see it. So you have to sort of like deal with the outside, but no, mentoring is very, very important. So this sounds like this is going to be an excellent mentoring program for persons who want to get involved and learn. Some individuals don't even have, even it could be the smallest thing, communication, you know, the way you answer your phone when that telephone rings is very important. And I remember, very important. So communication skills is a must because the voice is the company. And I would talk with a lot of receptionists and a lot of companies. And I remember years ago I was with the Metro Green Line through MTA, and the construction management company that was handling that project, right? And I got a job at the company, and I was in the office, and I called around, and I heard somebody just picked up the phone and said, hello. I said, hello? Hello? You are not in on. So, excuse me? So I went, and I did a proposal, and I ended up writing their manual for communications for that company. And we gave training and everything because the voice is very important. You're not at home. Don't answer that phone. Hello. Okay, excuse me. Where am I calling? Who is this? Hello. You know, so even something that people that you don't even think about is very, very important with things being remote. You have to have a different type of attitude. Now people are calling in, they're irritated, they're, you know, frustrated, all of that. So you kind of like need to know your product so you can help guide them through it, because I know I get, and you're holding on hold for so darn long. So by the time someone picks up, you forget about what you called about if you don't write the note down, okay? But I think it's a good thing, and I like the name of it, the Impact 100, to go through, and it is definitely mentoring. I don't know. I'm gonna have to sign up. I want to see what you're doing, Miss Tiffany.
That's right.
Can I be a student? I need to come in.
Yes, you can.
I need to come in. I can give you 90 days of my time because I know whatever you structured out is going to be awesome. It's going to pull out the best.
It is. It's going to be good. The people I've partnered with are good. So that's, you know, good people partnering with good people is so important.
It has to be.
So I'm so excited.
It has to be.
And speaking of which, I think you mentioned you were talking about people being irritated in this time. I'm also going to do an emotional wellness.
Okay.
I guess meeting, a Zoom meeting, and I'll share that with you too, because I find that, you know, when I'm out in the community, people are very irritated, but it's they're experiencing a lot of trauma. Everybody's experienced a lot of trauma during COVID. So you have a lot that's going on. You know, you have some stages of mental illness. You just have a lot. And I don't think that people realize the trauma that they have undergone during this whole past year with COVID. And so I'm going to be having a meeting and a Zoom meeting to introduce that and talk about what that is to help the community, because, you know, sometimes we want to call 911, you know, to handle a domestic problem, but maybe if we had somebody like we used to have in the community, other people to handle problems before they got to the 911 call. So, yeah, I mean, my outreach and what I'm doing in the community, I'm just out there observing and understanding the needs. That's basically what I've been doing since the last time we spoke. So,
well, the need is the most thing that you have to start off with. You cannot find a solution for anything unless you have know the need. And that's the number one thing. And there's so many, as you say, there's like trauma, there's like mental illness, there's a lot of imbalance, you know, and you go through things and you're functioning, but you know that you're not even aware really what's happening, and especially with mothers with small children. I sometimes sit back and think, you know, because children, they have to socialize. Children will do what you tell them to do, and they don't know why they're doing it, but will they continue to do it? See, those are children, okay? And their energy level flows a little bit different than an adult. And, you know, like with them returning back to school, keep your mask on. Them kids that take that mask off to play a game just to see what happened. Okay, you're dealing with children here. So my heart kind of like aches on that, but what can you do? Because they must socialize. They must. And I can't really get into it, but to go in and find out the need of what's needed in the community. Well, you know, you got a whole slew of wellness people, you got a whole slew of trauma people. Diet is very important. Your diet is very important.
Oh, absolutely.
To what you're going through. You know, you are what you eat, so you have to switch up on that diet, you know, and you have to just make an entire switch. We really had time to sit and think. We really had time to learn how to be a little bit kinder. Some people have got it. Some people will never be kind. So you just look at them and shake and go the other way because that's just the way they are. And since we all have a choice to go to be who we are, do what we want to do, or to accept what we want to accept, you're dealing with that. You know, no one is a sheep. Everybody has their own opinion. So it sort of like makes you sit back and take a breath and try to understand. Now, that don't mean you let anybody walk over you, and that don't mean that you have to agree with everything. But you sort of pull back and take a breath because you realize that we're all going through this. We're in this together. This event has no discrimination. It don't care how wealthy you are, what party you belong to, what none of that. Okay, whatever it is, it's just doing a swipe. And it's going to take us to keep a mindset and to stay balanced in order to pull through it, to get it done. Mm-hmm. Everybody is on edge. And that, you know, and a lot of people that have always been mental, they really using it as an excuse, okay? And a lot of individuals out there are trying to claim mental. You know, you have to ask people. I was in the store, and this lady was acting up, and you kind of look at her, and I said, ma'am, I said, I understand. I said, we're all going through this event. You know, I try to be nice and pleasant when I can because you don't know who you're dealing with. And so she was talking crazy. I said, well, let me ask you a question. I know we're all imbalanced out here because of this incident we're going through. We're all in it together. I said, but have you ever thought about the people that was imbalanced before this happened? And she looked at me, right? I was letting her know, look, there's some people out here that are 10 times your magnitude, okay? And they've been like that since birth. So I think you better kind of like chill out in my own little nice way. I was nice about it, but I had to give her something to think about. I said, have you ever thought, what about the people that was imbalanced before this? That means they're dealing with triple duty, right? And I kind of looked at her. And she kind of like chilled on out. I guess she was trying to figure out, well, might you be one of them people? But I was just trying to give her something to think about with a big smile on my face. But it's you're right. They need to have emotional wellness out there, and it all connects together. Everything connects together, you know, diet, relationships. You know, you can't get angry with someone. You don't know what they're going through.
Exactly.
And persons that are not really, really thinking, like I'm mentioning, there's people that had opposed the vaccine. That's your opinion. That's what you have to do. But now Pfizer has approved it. It's FDA approved. So for those who was waiting for the approval, now what you going to do? Okay? So everyone has their ways of escaping stuff, shall I say. And they have their ways of wanting you to feel the way that they feel, and we're human beings. It don't go that way. We're individuals. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just like having the fruit in the fruit bowl. It's all called fruit, but it's a different kind of fruit. There's apples, oranges, bananas, peaches, and they all have a different texture, a different taste, and a different nutritional value. But they're all fruit,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you look at the situation as there's a lot of fruit in the fruit bowl, but there's different fruit, then it kind of like keeps you pretty sane. But if you look at all of the information that's floating around, whether it's true, not true, this opinion, that opinion, you'll be crazier than a Betsy bug. So you have to find a way, and basically it starts with the diet. What you put in your system
mm-hmm.
will help balance you
mm-hmm.
out. So the cooking classes, there's community cooking classes, you know, with individuals. I think we might have attended one a couple of years back where we went to an event and they were teaching the community how to do healthy food. I don't remember what event it was, but it was about healthy cooking. And there was the community in there, you know, learning how to fix healthy meals and using not so much of this or not so much of that. And I think it was something that Stephanie was a part of, because she's always been into the wellness. She's always been into that wellness.
Oh, yes, I remember. I do remember.
Yeah, it was that. I think it was somewhere, maybe it was in the Village Green, and we attended it together, and they had meals there, and they were showing people. Yeah, it was, and the meals were very good. But that's what it was. It was about
Absolutely.
Getting that right, that proper nutrition, because she's always been about nutrition. Gloria also is about nutrition and wellness. But I used to call Stephanie Tofu, because she was always trying to get me to eat that tofu. So I call her Tofu. Yeah, Tofu, I need you over here. So that's but she's always been about proper eating. Now her skill is she deals with women. That she deals with trauma. That's what she does. So that
mm-hmm.
her clients are all individuals that have gone through some type of trauma. But she can incorporate all of that together. So she deals with the mental illness, the trauma, the diet, the wellness, anything overall wellness. And that includes everything, the exercises, all of that. And then there's Ellen. Ellen is a therapist, and Ellen has wood therapy, ancient wood therapy. And it's an old ancient method, but she heals with that wood therapy. So you are surrounded or have exposure to the best of the best to go through. So it's good that persons can come together, that people are doing things. And I love to travel, but I can't find a camel that's going to take me where I want to go, because I really don't want to get on an airplane at this time. Okay, so I'm going to have to find another mode of transportation. I just cannot do it, okay? It's not that I'm fearful. I'm a wise person. And we cannot live our life in fear, but I don't feel like it. I don't think my temperament will take that craziness, okay? And people are crazy, yeah, because they're going through a lot. So it's no sense in me submitting myself to that. Because, mm-hmm. no.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if we have a camel, if they got red wagons or some a chariot or something that can something. But it'll come up. I'll figure it out. But it won't be the airplane, that's true, unless it's absolutely a dire emergency. And I will try to get a private lure jet with just the pilot and me, because I really don't want to travel with society, because they're crazy. They're acting nutty.
Yeah.
They're acting very nutty. Yeah, they're acting. But on this Impact 100 online, Is that the way that they will contact you? You must know if you're going to register tomorrow if you're full, but I'm just going to put it out there anyway because the more the merrier.
Thank you.
But dealing in, you know, with the economy and the skills you're creating, you know, how to work from home base things. And like I said, if you need that communication in there, some people need to learn how to answer the phone. So you can always call on me for that.
This is you need to know how to talk to people.
Oh, yeah.
You need
Definitely.
To really, you know, it's going to be a journey. You're going to find out in the process who you really are and what your purpose is, you know what I mean by that?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's very important as well. So I'm looking forward to that. And then, again, we can, you know, talk about emotional wellness. That could be part. But you know what? I think you should do kind of like a seminar bringing in Stephanie and people that you know for health and wellness.
We got the people. We got the therapists, the technicians, all of that. Because that's basically emotional. It's all about emotional wellness. But what individuals do not understand is that everything connects together. It's a blend, and it has some nutritional value, nutritional wellness that operates the mind. There's nutrients that go in that open up the brain. All of that is very important. And when people can understand it, I have a whole list. I have my blender, my juicer, my air fryer, and I haven't turned on neither one of them, but I got them, okay? But instead of me getting up, I blend strawberries, all of that, and I get this information. You know, Gloria is very good with bringing me that nutritional wellness and what works with what, and different things that you pick up. The body can heal itself, and it's a strange instrument, but you have to put the right kind of oil into your engine, okay? And that's where in different communities, you know, you can look at the markets. You can look at how things are set up out there, and you know the nutrition is not where it should be. So once people can understand to eat right, they can think right, okay? It all connects in together, and I'm so glad that Impact 100 is coming aboard, and this mentorship is going to be open for a 90-day trial to see how many people you can stir up. Definitely want to be a part of that, and still giving the skills to generate income. Because there's several things that can be done with if you're a young adult and you're around me, I'm going to give you a job real quick. They be running. No, man, Linda going to put us to work. Yes, I am. Okay, I need you to do this. And okay, how much you going to charge me? Okay, this is I want you here at a certain time of week, and don't be late, and I don't need any excuses. I fire them something quick to do. So my mother, I have to go with my mother said, and I'm going to cut out of here because we have a few minutes, Tiffany. She said, Linda, you better learn a lot of things to do because you got a big mouth and you're going to always be getting fired from your jobs. And she was absolutely correct.
No,
so
you'll always be.
You're going to always
People love to hear you talk, Linda.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what you're hearing. I don't know where it's coming from. I just know it's part of my journey to purpose, because I haven't got there yet. We don't know what that purpose is until we arrive, but I don't know. So I just don't fight it anymore. So what comes up, what comes out. But I know that everything that you do, I do, and anyone on this show does, Tiffany, we come from our heart. We come from love. And we're not here to try to impress nobody. We're not CNN. We just want to bring this information to you, and hopefully it can help empower you, inspire you, and educate you in some form. That's what we're here about, and we're glad to have you here aboard of us, and I don't know how you're escaping anyway. But on that note, Miss Tiffany Jones, we're going to call it an evening. I will put this information out. Listeners, this is Tiffany Jones, and she has Impact100.online. Please go in, sign up. If you don't get in on this first 90 days, it's just the beginning. We don't want to leave you out, Tiffany. We love you. We are so happy that you can, what can I say, just come and share so many, many things with us that you've done over the course of this time.
I love your show. I love you, Linda, because you, that's how it is. You should be able to be comfortable where you are. You go
yeah,
on a show, you speak.
Yeah.
It's and I'm all about information. I don't want, you know, I'm not here to tell you what to do. Here's
no.
my opinion.
And that's what it's about.
Just information.
That's what we have to do. And on that note, Tiffany, I love you. Tiffany Jones, that's T-I-F-F-A-N-I. Okay, look out for, go to impact100.online, register, get some of this good information. This is a free gift, you know. We're trying to give it to you, each one teach one, because that's what it's about. It's about each one teach one and not each one kill one. So those of you who haven't got them vaccines, go get them. There's no Tiffany, we love you, we love you, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Yeah. Ooh.
And we'll move. Breaking
we
up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care and care with love all through the land.